For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Taylor Larson, a freshman out of Brainerd, Minnesota, a defenseman. And score your first career goal. First of all, nobody forgets their first career goal. Walk us through how that one played out.
Oh, it was super exciting. I just knew I was like on the blue line, and then I saw Reese had the puck, and then she shot it towards the net. And so I kind of like crept down there, and then Alyssa had another shot, and I got a rebound. It popped right out, and I put it home, and it was great.
Did you get to keep the puck?
Yeah, they gave it to us. It was good.
That's awesome. A tough series against Duluth. You guys came out in the first period, looked great. The flow of the game, the pace of the game, everything was working. What was going well for you guys in that first period?
I think it was just like our D zone was just so like it was good. We were like picking up sticks in front of the net, which is something we knew we had to do, and that's kind of what we got away from towards the rest of the game, which ended really poorly for us there. But like we were picking up sticks, we were doing good, we were on our spots, and we had good breakout passes. And although we didn't get like a lot of sustained like ozone time, we did get the puck down there, and we got equal shots about roughly with the UMD, so that was a lot better. But
you were able to hold them off that first period. Second period, they obviously look like they made some adjustments. How hard is it going from one period where you're playing great, you figure out they're finally figuring you guys out? Do you have to make your adjustments on the fly then?
Yeah, it also didn't help. They had those two power plays, and they're obviously really good on the power play. And so that they got a lot of shots off of those, and so we knew we had to kill those off. And, you know, it started getting away from us there. And I think with each goal, we kind of got more down on ourselves, and we needed to, like, make sure for tomorrow that we, like, pick ourselves back up. We keep the bench energized because we kind of, like, our energy started going down, and you can notice that on the ice. So we just need to make sure we come out a little bit better.
Third period, not so bad. You guys get the scoring started, Claire Vekic. Great scoring opportunities there right away for your team. How fun is it to see fellow freshmen getting some more scoring?
Oh, it's great. Claire's been doing great this season. She's really picking up her scoring, and that's like it's really impressive. So I'm really happy for her, and it's good that we're getting like everybody involved in the scoring and everybody involved in like big plays. So it's been good.
You've been playing alongside Adriana Vandeleest. There's four of you freshmen on the defensive side. Obviously, first half of the season's over. Coach even said it. You're not playing as freshmen anymore, are you?
No, definitely not. And like even like my dad, I was talking to my dad as I was like coming back here for like the start of 2022. I'm back to BSU, and he texted me, he goes, "You're not a freshman anymore. Like now is like you've had a whole like 20 games-ish under your belt, and so now you come back and we're all experienced. So we've all gotten that like kind of experience under our belt, and that definitely gives us confidence going into like this part. So it's been really fun.
When you get a chance to play these teams for the second time, you know that first series against Duluth at home didn't go so great, but the second game was awesome. What kind of adjustments do you guys have to make going into game two tomorrow?
We came out good like the first period, but we need to like stick with that. We've been super inconsistent, and I think that's kind of like where that's our downfall. Like looking back on like the past series, yeah, the first game against UMD in our first series was not good, and we came out a lot stronger, and I think that's what we need to do again, and we know we can do that, so that kind of like helps us there, like in our like mentally that helps us. And so we just need to know we need to come out just a lot stronger tomorrow.
What's been your favorite thing about BSU Beaver hockey so far?
The team. It's been so much fun. All the girls, they're all so supportive, and it's just been so much fun with all of them.
You came in here as a freshman. Gabby Smith, also from Brainerd. How much does it comfort you having another player from your former high school?
Yeah, it's been so much fun, like I said. It's really comforting because going into a new team, you're, like, really nervous. It just happens. Like, it's a big change. You don't know really anybody. It's helpful that Bemidji's, like, a lot of northern girls from Minnesota, like, come. So you've played with them, so that's been good, too. But, no, it's super awesome to have Gabby here with me. It's amazing.
Dog or cat person?
Dog, for sure. It's my dog's birthday today, actually. She turned 7 today. Her name's Sadie. She's a yellow lab. Yeah, so, yeah, dog person for sure.
Favorite movie?
Miracle. That's just, I mean, it's really cliche, but like it is. It's Miracle.
Okay. So in the movie Miracle, there is one of those players from the 1980 Olympics is from Brainerd, Billy Baker, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a surgeon now, I think, or he was.
That's cool. Okay. I remember that because I lived in Brian and I lived in Baxter, Brainerd area for a couple years, and we had a chance to visit with Billy Baker. It's kind of cool, this whole Miracle thing. Do you have a Netflix series or anything that you're binge watching?
Me and Alyssa, my roommate Alyssa Watkins, we've been binge watching Criminal Minds recently, which is, it's kind of spooky, but it's fun.
How do you sleep after that?
Sometimes we do get spooked, but like, no, it's a really addicting show, so we've been watching that a lot.
Love it. Major?
I'm undecided as of right now, but I'm thinking either biology or chemistry.
Ooh, okay, those are tough classes. How do you balance college courses and playing hockey?
It has like been a challenge, and like technically, like with academics, like I've had courses like brought up from high school, so I'm like a sophomore, so I've been kind of taking like more sophomore level classes, so it has been a little difficult, but like it's helped. Like in high school, like I was a three sport athlete, so like I was always busy then too, so it's like kind of just repeating those. Like it's been all right. So
what other sports did you play in high school?
I played soccer and I ran track and field.
Oh, two sports. You could probably be a dual athlete at Bemidji State, couldn't you?
Maybe, yeah.
Don't tell Coach Keen or Coach Stone, right?
No.
You got enough on your plate. Taylor, good luck. Go get another goal. Congratulations again on that first career goal.
Thank you.